Hello, everybody. So if you're watching this match for the very first time, I wanted to let you know, you may or may not know if you've been keeping up with everything that's going on in the Star Wars tournament. This was the very first play-in match that we did. There was an overruling and there was something that had happened at the very end of the match. And the one of the calls was reversed. But because it doesn't play that particular way in the video, what we decided to do was inside of this, our editor, the great Eric Nerd Chronic, we edited the match to make sure that it fits the ultimate result of the match. So even though if you watched on Twitch that, no, it's not the way that it played out live. It is ultimately how the match was awarded to the victor. So we wanted to let you guys know that as we get into this match. Enjoy. Welcome back, Movie Trivia Schmodown fans. It is the tournament. I am Christian Harloff. I am joined by Mark Ellis. Mark, I'm telling you, man, you and I have been doing this for a while now. And look, I'll be honest. I didn't know how virtual Schmodown would work. I don't know if I've seen as much hype for the league as I have seen these last few weeks.
Christian, you knew it had to be something special today because I looked in my dresser and, you know, it's full of Star Wars shirts, some of which I borrowed from you and never returned. And I said, what is the perfect Star Wars shirt to wear to mark this occasion? And I couldn't find one. So you know what I did? I went with the classic Yoda tie that you probably also saw the shirt in Step Brothers. And Christian, to quote that great movie, now that we're on Twitch, we have so much more room for activities.
I think you look like a Star Destroyer, to be completely honest with you.
Thank you.
Right. And look, man, this is really hype, though. This is really hype. There's a lot to be said. And it all started when you look at free agency. And free agency, when you signed all these players that were getting signed left and right, and then there were big trades that happened. And it really was the introduction of these factions and how the teams are working that led us to this decision to do this tournament in general, right? Because we didn't know. We tried out with the exhibitions. The exhibitions turned out to be some of the greatest matches we've done so far. And we said, well, you know what? Maybe we can do this virtually.
Yeah, with the excitement we were generating remotely, though it may be, in those exhibition matches, I think that was the proving ground. That was our spring training, Christian. Yeah. And look, we know that the world right now is starved for live sports. So maybe we got a little bit of NASCAR this weekend. We got a little bit of golf. We saw a basketball documentary, but nothing as intense as the chat room that I'm currently looking at on Twitch. And so the fans are ready. We're pumped. And I feel like I'm on much more than just some spice.
Yeah, me too. Now, look, if we can take a look at the faction standings, because this is really where it all starts here, Mark. There, the faction standings in general, we have the Finstock Exchange. They have 16 points. They are in the lead. Right on their tail is the Den, okay? But Swag, 10 points right now, and they have Andres Cabrera in this thing today. Now, remember, this is a play-in match, so this match is only worth 2 points should Andres win. However, if he wins by knockout, it's 3 points, and then Swag would find themselves, if Andres wins today, just those 2 points, they're tied for second. However, this new guy, Josh the Jester Quevedo, who is he? I've known him for a bit. I've known him as he's a good guy. He's a Star Wars guy. I've met him at Celebration. I know he knows his stuff, but he's kind of like an unknown guy. You look at the rock stars. They have 6 points. Roxy made a move. Roxy made a big move. She traded Josh for JTE and a third round pick in next year's draft. This was a gamble. Will JTE even play this season? Maybe, maybe not. But we know that Josh is. If Josh turns out to be some Star Wars superstar, Roxy is going to look like the manager of the year here because she's got 6 points here, Mark. If Josh can win, if he can do it by knockout, then he puts the rock stars in fourth place.
I love this, Christian. I mean, you look at those standings. Doesn't it feel like the old NFC East of the late 80s, early 90s with so many great teams competing for the top spot? And you talk about Josh, and you mentioned the unknown factor that we don't really know what this kid has. Sure, you met him at Star Wars Celebration, as did I, and we took a nice picture together. But it's like, how much of that knowledge can you apply when the moment arrives? I don't think, if the chat room is underestimating him, that the same can be said for Ace, because Ace ran into another buzzsaw of an unknown in Robert Parker earlier this year. So Ace is going to take this kid seriously.
Oh, he is. If you watched his interview on Backstage recently, he's, I mean, you and I have known Ace for a very long time. He is about as passionate and is about, he's one of the best people that I know, but he's also, he's a competitive dude and he wants to win. But he's also, he said it, he wants to do it not just for him, but for his faction. And that's the kind of guy that Ace is. I don't know what Josh wants to do. I don't know the kind of conversations he's having with Roxy. I have no idea. He's, you know, he I'll tell you one thing that I like about him. He was one of the first people on time today.
Well, he was on time, and I think that nobody more than Ace is relieved that this match is only three rounds, because given how much water that kid's drink, he's going to have to pee by round four.
Oh, I think he's actually in the bathroom right now. All right, look, we know that there is some hype behind this match. We can see it. There's almost 1,600 people watching at the moment right now. Let's see how we got here. Let's throw us to that promo right now.
Oh, fancy seeing you there.
Hi, Movie Trivia Schmodown fans. I just wanted to say you're welcome.
What's going on, Movie Trivia Schmodown fans? It is I, the Jester.
What is up, Schmodown fans? It's your boy Ace here representing the Swag Faction.
We know about Andres. We just saw him a couple weeks ago have not the most lovely performance against the debuting Robert Parker.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Had a long talk with Ace. He's just been feeling down on himself after that match, but I told him it's not about that. I told him he got fed to the wolves. I said, don't worry about that, baby.
I'm in the Star Wars tournament, and let me tell you one thing, man. It's a whole different vibe when I'm in Star Wars. I'm more confident, man. And that's because I got the best manager supporting me. I got Shandrew, the best, training me. And I got my boy RB3 in the back supporting me as well. So I know I'm good. I know I'm confident. And I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Josh Quevedo, or as I'm going to call you, Señorito Quevedo, that I'm bringing that fuego. That's right, man. I'm bringing that full fuego. Señorito, lo que yo traigo puro fuego.
Josh Quevedo is here, and he is the real deal. And I'm really sorry in advance to Ace, because you're such a sweet kid, honey. It's nothing against you. But we're going to use you as the stepping stool you are to get to Ken Napsok.
We are going to crush this tournament. We're going to win this match, and we will continue our legacy of rock stars. We will continue to have the high ground.
And I'm going to bring that fire like I'm coming straight out of that Mustafar pit. I'm going to drip that lava all over you, bro.
You might have swag, but doesn't mean you got game.
Ace, I'm coming for you. I don't know you personally, but I hope I get to do so when I win.
I'll tell you this right now. Josh, I hope the force is with you, because my boy Ace is one of a kind, baby. Good grip.
And I'm telling you right now that I'm representing the best faction, and I'm going to bring it for the best faction. Let's go. Swag out.
And there you go, Mark. Look at those two. Hype City USA. Here we go. I'm ready to go, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait to watch what these two are going to bring. But if you saw inside of there, though, too, there's a new rivalry that has begun between two of the managers. And if you watch the match that happened not too long ago, Winston Marshall got down on his knee and proposed, we thought, but no, he handed an L to Roxy Stryer. It was a bold move, Cotton, but it paid off because he won that match. It has caused a lot of strife, and I'm going to bring in both managers right now. Let's start off with Winston Marshall. There he is, and Roxy Stryer. As we begin to go here, lady and gentlemen, let's start with you, Rox. Look, this is a new rivalry. Winston has got one on you. I know that you do not like to lose. I know how much that you went out and recruited Josh to shove that L back at Winston. How you feeling?
I'm sick and tired of holding this L, and I'm ready to give it right back where it belongs with Winston. You know, it's exhausting to carry that L, and you can take it right back, sir, after this match. I have no doubt in my mind. Josh Quevedo is about to be one of the favorites, not only in this tournament, but in the entire league. He is the Jester for a reason, and I'm telling you guys, you're about to be smoked.
Winston, you got to follow up to that. I mean, look, Ace took a big hit in his last match, but you said it. You put him in Star Wars. You talked to him about it. He wanted this match. He wanted this match, and you gave it to him. So you trust in Ace, obviously, but you can talk about your rival if you'd like. But I also want to know how you're feeling about Ace's chances right now.
I feel great for my boy. I mean, first of all, Roxy, I do appreciate you offering to give the L back, but Winston spelled with the W, baby. So don't really need that, but I do appreciate it. I have so much faith in Ace. It's ridiculous, honestly. And it comes from the fact that when someone comes to me after they feel like they failed and they go, I am going to rectify this. Thank you for believing in me. I want to win for you. That's all it takes.
Oh, I know. And I feel bad because he's just so cute.
He's
just
adorable. Like
a little cute face.
He is adorable. He is absolutely adorable.
And when this is over, that he wants it. Yeah, that sucks for him. I do feel bad.
When this is over, I'm going to have to go to his house and make sure he ain't breaking quarantine because the lady's going to be waiting.
You know, it looks like Ace has taken some cues from his manager. That was more trash talking than you and I have ever seen out of Ace. So I just want to quickly ask Winston, I see Roxy's promo vid and I see that she always appears from a position of power. Right now, she looks like a boss in The Devil Wears Prada. But you, Winston, your promo vid was filmed in front of a refrigerator and a Swiffer. Are there metaphors that we're reading into there?
I mean, yeah, first of all, we stay ice cold, baby. That's what's up. And second of all, we go ahead and sweep people away. So, you know, like, ahead and Swiffer that up. That's what I'm saying.
All right, before we let you go, real quick here, how much we know, Winston, if Ace can win this match, you'll be tied for second. If he wins by KO, you'll be in second place solely. How important is this match right now?
Oh, it's absolutely huge, but I here's the thing. No pressure on Ace. This is about him. This isn't about everybody else. That's for the whole tournament. This match specifically is all about Ace, and I'm here for my boy.
Same with you, Rock. Same question here, too, because Rockstars have had a little bit of a bump. This is massive. Should Quevedo win, it puts you right back in the playing field. You know, a new player like this, is this too much pressure? How do you feel?
All the pressure in the world, and good thing he thrives on pressure because he needs this and we need it too. This is no joke. We need the points. We need him right now. You guys can drip your way right down, and we're about to rise up.
All right. Well, thank you, Winston. Thank you, Roxy. Mark, I think we're about to get ready here. Are you ready to go, my friend?
Christian, baseball can continue working out their unions. Basketball can plan to play at Disney World. We are live. We are a sport. We are right now. Let's get this thing going.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the movie trivia schmodown.
Woo! Put some mustard on that one.
That one? All right. Introducing first, representing the rock stars, making his Schmodown Star Wars debut, give it up for Josh the Jester There he is.
Schmodown, what is happening?
Quevedo in the house. Man, listen, we've been trying to get you involved in the Schmoes universe for a long time here.
Yep.
The one. We got you. How did we make it happen? Why was Roxy able to get you to compete?
Yep. She did it. She got it. She got me here, and I'm ready to win, man. I am ready to win. I'm ready to grab this.
You any words to Ace before we start here?
Ace, like I said, you seem like a nice guy, but I'm ready to win, man. I'm ready to get the high ground. I'm ready to take this title and get to the pit boss. So I am ready. I am striving. I'm ready to go. Let's do this, man.
All right. There is the Jester. Thank you so much. Like it a lot. All right.
Got it.
And his opponent, representing Swag, making his Star Wars Schmodown debut, he is Andres Ace Cabrera. Andres Ace Cabrera in the house.
What's up?
No royalty here. There he is. What's up, my man? How you doing? How you feeling? It has been a little rough road so far, but you seem like you got a new energy to you.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Honestly, man, it's redemption time for me, man. Obviously, Robert Parker did his thing against me, but now Star Wars, I'm energized. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. I'm doing it for the faction. I'm doing it for myself. This is a lot. I'm excited.
All right. Well, there you go. You got Andres. You got Josh. We'll bring Josh back into the room here as we set. We are ready to go. Mark, it is time here. Can we give the rules for...
We certainly can. Christian, the rules of round number one. This is a Star Wars match, which means in round number one, you're going to have 10 questions from 10 different corners of the celebrated galaxy far, far away. As soon as we ask a question, you have about 15 seconds to please write down your best attempt at an answer on the whiteboard or the paper or whatever parchment you have available with whatever quill pen you would like to use. Once we ask you by name to reveal your answer, please show what you wrote to your camera the same time you verbalize it into your microphone / webcam. I'll remind each competitor that there is no stealing in round number one, nor is there any penalty for missing a question. Each competitor does have three usages of the JTE rule, named for famous Wisconsin bounty hunter Josh Tapia. If you think you need to hear the question again, or you just want to buy yourself more time for dramatic purposes, use a JTE rule. You also each have one challenge to be used at any point throughout the three-round match. Christian, back to you. I did not read those rules off the screen. I had my eyes closed, just like Luke Skywalker on Dagobah.
Well, there's a few other things to let everybody know because we are doing virtual stuff. The competitors have already been informed that after the first round, hands need to be up. Second round, hands need to be up. Third round, hands need to be up to ensure we don't think that anybody would cheat. But hey, you never know. And I especially don't think these two gentlemen would do it, but for safety. And you don't want to be too careful. So we're going to have hands up during that for the chat. Do not. But and also, Ace, want to remind you, please, if you have Twitch open, please close it down. And want to make sure that you only have the private chat open. Do not have the chat open in case the audience decides that they let one slip and they put a answer in there. Do not do that. If you put an answer into the chat room, you will be removed from the chat altogether. Woo! So with that,
Ruthless,
we will start with the Jester. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Let's do this.
Ace, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Then let's get ready to schmoodown. All right, guys, here we go. Round number one, question number one. This comes in the realm of Revenge of the Sith. Upon Chancellor Palpatine's reorganization of the Republic as the First Galactic Empire, Senator Amidala notes, so this is how liberty dies, with what?
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It's amazing how hard that was to listen to.
Liberty, liberty, would that have been better?
4, 3, 2, 1, and we start with Quevedo.
Thunderous applause.
Yes, sir. And Andre.
Thunderous applause.
1-1. There we go. Mark, next question.
That's what we're hearing virtually, Christian. Thunderous applause. Your next question, gentlemen, comes from Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Boy, did it ever. The query, what part of BB-8 did Rey repair when she first met the droid on Jakku? Christian, I give you one planet to never visit in the world of Star Wars. Which one are you taking?
Probably Mustafar.
Okay. And I believe I still have a spare bedroom on Orloff Island.
4, 3, 2. 1 10th down, and we go with Andres.
Antenna.
Yes. And Josh?
Antenna.
2-2.
Bam.
Good start. Look, good way to start here so far. I can see Roxy screaming on that one. She's very excited. I love the hype and how everyone's really pumped. Okay, next one. The Empire Strikes Back is question 3. By her own admission, what would Princess Leia rather kiss than Han Solo?
Christian, we owe The Empire Strikes Back a big congratulations. Do you know why?
Why is it? Because it's the best movie of all time?
Because it was just recently named number 2 on the greatest Star Wars films ever made list. That's impressive.
three. I'm going to mute you soon. Two and one. Pens down, please. And we start with Josh.
I'd rather kiss a Wookiee.
That is correct. And Andres. Yeah.
Wookiee.
Okay. 3-3, everybody. 3-3.
And in my head, canon, she did kiss that Wookiee while Han was frozen in carbonite. Your next question. Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. In the film, impressed by Anakin's pod racer, his friend Kitster exclaims, "This is so blank, Annie. What is that word we're looking for? This is so blank, Annie." I wouldn't like being called Annie if my name was Anakin, Christian. I got to be honest with you.
No, me either. 5.
That might turn me to the dark side.
4-3. 2-1. Pens down, please. And Andres.
Wizard?
Yes, it is. And Josh.
This is so wizard, Christian.
4-4. 4-4. I'm liking the scrap here.
Who says that ever?
This is a scrap. This is a scrap. Now, this is pod racing. Yeah, 4-4. 4-4. All right. Here's the next one. Rogue One. Who voices K2SO?
Christian, have you softened your stance on the announcers of the pod race and Phantom Menace? I love those guys.
No. I mean, no, it just doesn't. No.
Come on.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'll tell you this. 5. 4. 3.
Fun hanging with you.
2. 1. Pens down. And Josh.
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah. And Ace. Sorry.
Alan Tudyk.
Look at this. Here we go now. 5-5. 5-5.
It's a big point of the match. We remind the audience, don't worry, we have sudden death questions prepared just in case. Competitors perfect halfway through round number one. If they remain perfect for all 10, then they will be asked a bonus question. We're not there yet. We are at the greatest Star Wars film ever made. Return of the Jedi is the next category. And the question, who goes undercover as a Skiff guard in Jabba's court? Christian, I would say Jabba's Palace, the closest representation to an outer space comedy club in Star Wars.
Yeah, I'd say, especially with that silly song.
Or Jabba's club owner in the back, like you hear the Jamie Masada smoking cigar.
1 point, pens down, please. And we go with Andres.
Lando.
Yes, it is. And Josh?
Lando.
Lando, okay. 6-6, right, everybody. 6-6. Question number 7. Question number 7. The Rise of Skywalker. After Luke's death, who does Rey continue her Jedi training under? Mark, how many times have you seen the old Rise of Skywalker?
You know, Christian, I did watch it when it was just on Disney Plus.
You have to tell me later. 2-5-4.
I didn't get it in.
2-1. Pens down, please. And Josh.
General Leia.
Yes. And
Leia.
Yes, that is correct. 7-7. These two are fighting it out. They're duking
it. What a bunch of nerds, Christian. Your next question is in episode 2, and that is when the clones attacked. Question. When Obi-Wan begins his search to uncover the mystery of the assassination attempts, what clue does he trace back to Kamino? Ooh, I like that. That's a deep cut right there, Christian.
A little bit of a tougher one, yeah. And 5-4-3-2.
Is it Death Sticks?
1. Hands down, and 8.
It's a Kamino Saber Dart.
That is correct. And Josh?
I put in Saber Dart.
That's all right. That's the dart accounts. All right. So
all right, eight, sweet.
8-8 accounts. Awesome. All right. Next question here. This is from The Last Jedi. Question 9, The Last Jedi. Here we go. Who appears as a force ghost to Luke on Octu?
I think we got to go there before it's all said and done, right? We should do a schmodown from that Irish island. You think they'd let us?
No, they won't let you on. Not us. We do have...
Have some confidence, man. We're featured on Twitch.
That's true. 5-4-3.
I like you too.
2-1. Pen down. And Josh?
Master Yoda.
Yes, sir. And Andres?
Yoda.
So we see ourselves at 9-9, Mark. This is the beginning of the tournament, and there's a reason why these two guys are here. If they get this point, they both will get the bonus, and we're going to find out right now.
It is indeed, Christian. Ace, Josh, your last question for a bonus question, if you get this one right, is in the world of Where It All Started, Episode 4. In A New Hope, during the Death Star battle, whose fighter spins out of control after colliding with a wingmate? I'm going to go ahead and call you my wingmate for life, Christian.
I'm with you there, buddy.
Aw, you want to go to a trench sometime?
Sorry, I thought that was Winston. Five.
I'm flying.
Four. Three. Two. One. And Andres.
Is it, it's Vader?
Yes. And Josh.
Vader.
All right. Perfect rounds so far for both Josh and Andres. So now they get a bonus question. They both have to write it down because they both are perfect here so far. So, gentlemen, are you ready for your last question? All right, here we go. This is a Patreon question. The following comes to you. No, it does not. Sorry. I thought it was, but I'm wrong.
It's me. I'm the patron.
Mark Ellis. Yeah. The following question comes from Mark Ellis. All right, here we go. Here's the bonus question. In The Empire Strikes Back, who did Han threaten to make a permanent resident of the Hoth base?
I think I'm going to light myself a little differently next time, Christian. I'm bordering on George Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think so. Yeah, I like it, though. It works for you. You could definitely do Vegas in that outfit.
It's a little offensive.
No, it's not offensive. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, please. And Josh.
3PO.
Yes, it is. And Andres.
3PO.
We have an 11-11 game, my friends. 11-11 as we finish up round number one. Rock Stars, and look at Rock. I can see Roxy holding her head. She's on the edge of her chair. And speaking of which, we can actually bring in both men at the moment here. Roxy, how you feeling?
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, the jester. You're amazing. Just keep going. We're going to take him down. He's going to slip up eventually. This is so tough, Christian.
There's Winston.
I was the whole time, I was like, woo!
Winston.
Let's go.
All right, so we're going to let you guys
in both
Roxy and Winston stay in while we do the actual spin. So, but before we do that, we're going to find out which competitor, because we have, before we do that, we have both Josh and Ace, because Andres, you are tied here and you are the senior player. Would you like to go first or second in the wheel round?
I'll defer.
You're going to defer.
I'll go second.
All right, Mark,
Christian,
the rules.
Josh, why don't I give the kids a little bit of rules for round number two, just so they're familiar. In round number two, it's the wheel round, folks. And yes, back by popular demand, it's the electronic wheel. How about a round of applause? Okay, please, no more booze. The electronic wheel is back. And once you put it on a category, Josh and Ace, you are each going to be asked five questions from said category when it's your spin. Each question is worth 2 points. There's no penalty for missing a question. However, stealing is available in round number two. So if you're not sure of the answer to the two-point question, you can ask Christian or I for multiple choice. We'll give you four options, one of which is the correct answer. At that point, the value of the question goes down to one. Christian, they all have their JTE rules. They all have their challenges intact. The managers are hyped. I am stunned.
So I'm going to drop Winston out of here for now.
It looks so beautiful.
And we'll just be, so Roxy, and we'll just be, for now, we'll put, so there we go. For now, you guys, here we go. Let's spin that wheel.
Give it a spin, Josh. There you go. Use your mind.
I'm like,
Jedi mind tricks on the wheel.
My brain hurts.
All right.
That's because you're amazing.
Rogue One, would you like to keep it or spin again? Okay, spin again. Here we go. Yeah, you can chime in while you're here.
That noise.
That's right on the edge there. Right, so we have a choice here. The way that's going to work, with on the edge, you have a choice between Solo and Heroes and Villains.
Heroes and Villains. Let's do it.
Yeah, baby!
All right. They're going to bring in.
You got this.
All right, Roxy, thank you. So now we are going to go to Heroes and Villains. Mark, are you good with Heroes and Villains?
Oh, Christian, I am one of those two, and I'm happy to ask questions about both.
All right, here we go.
Here we are, folks. Your first of five questions for 2 points. Josh, at the start of the film The Last Jedi, Poe makes fun of General Hux by replacing Hux with what insult?
His mother.
That is incorrect. So for a 2 point steal, Andres, you can just, it's just a two person match. You can just tell us within 10 seconds from now.
General Hugs, as in giving hugs.
Christian, that's a huge steal early in round two.
Big 2 point steal there for Andres. Yes. All right. Next question here for Josh.
All right, Josh, to rebound and tie Andres, your next question. Which member of the Rogue One squad dies while activating a master switch during the Battle of Scarif?
Can you repeat the question?
I certainly can. That's your first. Which member of the Rogue One squad dies while activating a master switch during the Battle of Scarif?
Five, four, three.
Repeat the question, please.
Second one.
Which member of the Rogue One squad dies while activating a master switch during the Battle of Scarif?
Five, four, three, two, one. Nothing? All right. So
yeah,
I can steal.
You can steal.
It's Chirrut.
Another steal for Andres.
All right, so another steal there for Andres. He picks up two more points there. So now we have the third question for Josh Quevedo here, Mark.
Okay, Josh, coming down with your third of five 2 point question. And your query is, what villain makes the argument all who gain power are afraid to lose it, even the Jedi?
Can you go ahead and repeat the question?
That's the last one?
Yep.
Yes, sir. What villain makes the argument all who gain power are afraid to lose it, even the Jedi?
Five.
Chancellor Palpatine.
2 points, and he's...
2 points for Josh. That was big. That was a big... He needed those, too, Mark. He was finding himself in trouble there, but he's there's two. Okay.
All right, Josh. Your penultimate question, round number two.
Roxy wants to... Roxy, it's in between the question. In general, we should remind... There's multiple choice options in general. Just letting people know. Don't forget about multiple choice. So that is you're allowed to do that. All right, go ahead.
That's right, and no penalty for missing a question, either.
No.
But there is stealing, as we've seen. So, your penultimate question in round number two, Josh, for 2 points, and to tie Andres. Count Dooku first recruited Jango Fett at what Inner Rim location?
Five, four, three.
Kamino.
Is incorrect. Mm.
So, Ace?
Wow. I used to know this one. Moons of Bestoon? I don't know.
It's a good guess. Your younger self might have told you it was the Moons of Bogdan.
All right, the score right now is Josh has 13, Ace has 15. So if Josh can hit this next one, he can tie it up. All right, Mark, next one.
Your last question, Josh, for the tie. In the Star Wars saga films, who describes a disguised Leia as fearless and inventive?
Fearless Can we go for multiple choice?
Yes,
certainly. For 1 point, I'm going to give you four options. Is it A, Darth Vader, B, Jabba the Hutt, C, Greedo, or D, Boba Fett?
Jabba the Hutt.
I almost said Boba Fett. You're correct for 1 point, and more than one of Ace.
15-14, but he finds himself down as now it is now Andres who is going to be having his turn at spinning the wheel. Josh, just remember during this round, please keep your hands up, and same with you, Andres, as we get these questions. All right, let's get that wheel up there.
And where is it? Oh, it's so
good. Let's bring Winston in. We'll bring drop Josh out here. Winston.
Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy. Them steals, boy. Wah!
All right, here we go, guys. So let's get this spin hit here. So
that's a focused spin by Ace Christian.
Oh, wait. I'm spinning it.
He put the mustard.
There's no doubt.
And we have Heroes and Villains. Yeah, it's another.
Can't do that, right?
We already did Heroes and Villains, so it's another spin.
Use your mind a little bit less or a little bit harder, Ace.
Yeah, please use your
mind. And it looks like we're going to land on... Oh, you can pick between The Force Awakens and Return of the Jedi.
But he can also spin again, correct?
If he doesn't want to be like either one of those.
Well, baby,
that's huge. Okay, how you feeling?
Man, I want to try Force Awakens, but if I spin again and get something else, I don't know what I would get.
I mean...
Gotta have you pick.
I'll do Force Awakens, fine. Why not?
Let's go, son.
All right, Force Awakens is. All right, Winston, we're going to drop you out. All right. Okay.
There we are. I see hands. Oh. Ace, I don't see your last finger. All right. While Christian takes a quick potty break, Ace, I'm going to start asking your Force Awakens questions.
Ooh, okay. Oh, okay, right. He's back.
That was quick.
So, your first, Christian, you like me to ask the Force Awakens questions. I did go to the premiere.
I will get it. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Here, everybody.
Just a reminder, gotcha. I met George at the premiere and we exchanged pleasantries.
I got you here. Sorry about that, Ace. All right, here we go.
No worries.
First one. Where does Finn want to go after he visits Maz Kanata's castle with Rey and Han Solo to escape the First Order?
Oh, see the wording of that question, because it's not based on location. He wants to get away from the First Order.
Four. It's somewhere at three, but where? Two.
Outer Rim.
That's correct.
Woo!
I would remind people to, if you're going to challenge, you shouldn't challenge it during the question. You should probably challenge it afterwards. But it's that's correct for 2 points. All right, next question. Corsella and Chancellor Villachem perish on which planet?
Oh, R.I.P. Corsella. I'm going to say the Hosnian system.
It's incorrect. Josh for the steal.
I used to know this one. That's why I'm just like thinking right now, going through my brain right now.
And five, four.
No multiple choices, right?
Nope. Two, one. Yeah. Hosnian Prime.
That's what it was.
Oh my God. Hosnian I'm so Prime. Mad about that.
All right.
The most delicious part of the Hosnian.
It's all good.
That's right. Question three.
It's all good.
Despite only appearing in the Nima Outpost chase sequence for a few frames, this cult favorite law enforcing character has his own action figure.
Multiple choice.
Is it A, Goss Towers, B, Tam Posla, C, Constable Zuvio, D, Tashu Leash?
Constable Zuvio.
Correct for 1 point. All right, 17-14 here. And now we get to question number four. The Force Awakens. Sorry about that. How many portions does Unkar Plutt offer to BB-8?
60 portions.
That is correct. 2 points. All right, here is the last question here for you, Andres. What is the name of the Abedinito X-Wing starfighter pilot who was shot down during the Battle of Starkiller Base? And five.
Multiple choice.
Is it A, Bastion, B, Nivlek, C, Yolo Ziff, D, Elo Asti?
Can I get the choices again?
You can get the multiple and it won't cost you anything for one. And that's A, Bastion, B, Nivlek, C, Yolo Ziff, D, Elo Asti.
I'm going to go Bastion A.
It's incorrect. Josh, for the steal, A, Bastion, B, Nivlek, C, Yolo Ziff, D, Elo Asti.
D, Elo Asti.
That's correct for 1 point.
Wow. What a deal.
It's big. So 2015, as we get into round number three, Mark, Josh Quevedo sees himself down by 5 points, but we've seen people come back from bigger deficits than that going into the third round. Let's get to the rules of round number three.
That's right. And a little bit of confidence for Josh getting into round number three, where round number three, each competitor is going to give us a series of numbers. Yes, math is involved. We need three numbers. They can all range from 1 to 20. They may not be the same numbers as your opponent selected. Each number corresponds to a different corner of Star Wars know-how. The first question we ask you is worth 2 points. Your next one is worth 3 points. Your last one, should we get that far, is worth 5 big points. There is no penalty for missing a question, and there is no stealing in round number three. And Christian, for everybody's scorecards at home, Josh has utilized all three of his JTE rules. Ace has not.
All right, so there's the score at the moment right now. Andres Cabrera with 20 points with swag, and Josh Quevedo representing the Rockstars, 15 points as we get into the final round, round number three. We're going to start with Andres here. How many, Andres, your numbers, please?
Let's go 2, 8, and 3.
2, 8, and 3 for Andres. And Josh?
1, 3, and 6.
Can't have three. Yeah, can't have three because Andres picked three. It's okay.
Let's do 1, 6, and 8.
He picked 8 also. So 1.
Popular numbers.
All right. 1, 6. One other one.
Let's do then. Let's do this. Let's do 10, 12, and 16.
Okay. 10, 12, and 16 for Josh. All right, so Josh is going to go first here, and he's going to go for his two-pointer. He is going to get question number, from category number 10, and I will do that one here. Mark?
Have at it, Christian. It's a great movie you're asking about.
And that's Return of the Jedi. We're going to drop the managers out here. And Josh, here you go, from Return of the Jedi. Okay. Who dismisses the claim that Luke has become a Jedi Knight as delusions of grandeur?
Han Solo.
For 2 points, Josh Quevedo sees himself now in a, he can tie the game here with his three-pointer, which is number 12, Josh. Number 12. You chose Revenge of the Sith. All right. In Revenge of the Sith, who is the first Jedi that we see executed after Order 66 is initiated? And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ki-Adi-Mundi.
And your winner, ladies and gentlemen, representing Swag, Andres Winston. Look, let's start with you, Ace. Big win here. I mean, you looked confident. You looked calm. I mean, there's a couple of questions that I think that the Hosnian Prime thing, I think, beat you up just a little bit.
Oh, that killed me.
Oh, you look focused. You look focused, and, you know, your studying seemed to pay off. Do you think that was the case?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I know Star Wars and I'm very much more confident in Star Wars, but having this opportunity to now take everything that I've already studied and do this trivia match, like, I'm not joking when I say I want to keep going further. And all those questions I missed, I'm going to make sure and I prep and make sure I get those right as well, because I know those Force Awakens questions, I could have gotten those, and I'm upset about that still. So,
yeah. Well, Winston, got to be feeling good here about
perfection, man. I want perfection, bro.
I get it, though. You got to feel good about it.
I got two things to say. I mean, the first is, I told y'all the boy was hungry, man. I this isn't even to you guys or the fans, this is to you, Ace. I am so incredibly proud of you. It's absolutely ridiculous, man. Like, I understand the stuff that you missed, but it doesn't even matter. You blew out all the work that we did. You did better than all of our practices. I am so absolutely proud of you, man. So let's go.
I want to ask about the experience facing the spider in the Inner Geekdom, which has a breadth of nerd knowledge, not just related to Star Wars. Did that loss factor into this win?
Yes, of course. I mean, obviously, I want to redeem myself, but as Christian said before, and as I've said before, I'm doing it not just for myself, because obviously I want to win and I'm hyper competitive, but also for my faction and for Winston, who actually drafted me and who took the time to do that. So it's like, if he drafted me, then I'm going to prove that I'm actually worth something.
Fair enough. And then look, Andres, one more thing here, man. You got now you got your old master.
Oh, yes. And I'm excited.
The pit boss. That is the play-in match. You know, obviously, you're winning 2 points, two big points here for the faction. Because of this win, you guys are now, it is you in the den. That now you have a chance to take them out. If you can take Ken Knapsack out, obviously, and I know that Ken's on, he's on the Burning Droogs. But this is a match that we've been wondering about. Could it happen? How do you feel about Ken going into this match?
I am so excited to face off against Ken. I was telling Winston before that I don't want to overlook Josh, and I wasn't trying to, but I was always looking towards Ken. I was already doing that because I want the opportunity to face a former champ, someone I've known forever, as you guys know, someone who I did Jedi Council with, Force Center connections. Like, we've done podcasts about Star Wars. Like, this is something that I know, a challenge I want to take on, and I think I can do it, honestly.
Winston, yeah, go ahead.
I believe it, man. I mean, it was one of those things, and that's, I feel like Ace is one of the people that I've been talking to the most, and it's so funny because we had a long talk before his first match against Robert Parker, and he was like, "Bro, I'm gonna be real. I'm working my butt off. I got to make this money. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for this, etc." And I said, let's go out here. Let's get the experience under our belt. Win, lose, or draw. Everything's on him. And we got to this point, and I still told him that the pressure wasn't on, but he put that pressure on himself, and he turned himself into a diamond right now and pulled out an incredible victory. So I'm ready for it. Like, the pit boss, come on now. Let's go. I ain't worried about the pit boss.
Well, that is going to be the next match, or the first match in the actual tournament will be Andres Cabrera and the pit boss, Ken Knapsack. There it is right there. And then obviously Laura Kelly, Sean Sullivan, Molly Damon, Adam Witt, Joseph Scrimshaw, Andrew DiMolanta. But now Andres Cabrera officially in the tournament. So we will see that, and we will be starting it all off next week. Josh Quevedo and Roxy Schreier. Let's start with you there, Josh. I mean, look, man, it was tough. It was the first match. There's a lot of pressure to come into on your first match into the league, live match, 1,800 people here watching the match. And I mean, great first round, but, you know, just what, you know, it looked like maybe the game got away from you. Maybe a couple multiple choices you could have taken in round two.
You know what, though, man? Look, listen, you know, for my first time, I thought, look, for me personally, I did better than I thought I would. There was just a lot of thinking when it comes to the movie Solo, and so I'm a little disappointed in myself with that. But however, I can actually overcome that, you know, by just, you know, just giving it just a rewatch or whatever, and just kind of figure out. But ultimately, though, it's just, this is my first time, you know, and like you said, like, I've been trying to, you know, get in the mix with you all and everything, and it's been great, man. It's fun. It's great fun. And I had a lot of fun with, you know, with competing with Ace, and he's a great opponent. For somebody who's here for the first time, he was somebody that I'd like to match with and all that stuff. But you know, my confidence level is still on high, so I'm just like, you know, I'm just kind of disappointed with myself a little bit, just a little bit. But you know, there's always, you know, I can always come back and kick ass again. So
one of you on your first match in there, Roxy, you got to be proud of him. I saw you were really rooting him on there in the first round. How you feeling here? Winston's got you there, two and a half.
Ace, I still think you're so cute, though. You know, it was a heck of a win from him, and I think that Ace is really hungry for this right now, and I do think sometimes it takes losing to win. And I think this is the first step of losing to win for the Jester. It was round two was a bear today, and this 100% comes down to the fact that we got to drill. He has the knowledge. We got to drill Josh on the game, and we got to figure out the game end of things. Multiple choice was not in our minds today. And I think that, you know, when you're not live in studio, it's hard to communicate and talk to your players and to really get on the same team. So it was a challenging one today, but I think your knowledge is completely there, and we just got to work on gameplay.
Yeah, if I can just take it back to round one for a second. Josh, I know you're disappointed because you lost, but I mean, what does it feel like to get a perfect round in Star Wars, but then also have your opponent get a perfect round two? Does that take away some of the satisfaction? Like, are you still nervous going into round two because you see an equal?
Not at all. Not at all, because when I was doing the round, you know, I was just focusing on just winning and just getting, you know, just getting the answer right and everything. And no, it didn't disrupt my confidence level or anything. So I like a challenge. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Christian, I'll say this about Josh. I would love to go over to his house and play Star Wars toys.
Yeah. No,
welcome.
Yeah. Very true.
Absolutely. All right. Well, look, Roxy, I know it's got to be a bit of a heartbreak here, obviously.
Yeah, for sure, Christian, for sure. I started tearing up watching. This is a challenging one for the rock stars and for us not to be able to be together during this time. I know for everybody that's challenging, but I just want to hug you right now, Josh. I know I'm a tough cookie on the outside, but it's hard to lose. And it's hard to lose your first match like that, especially when you have the knowledge you have a perfect round one. You're there. We just got to drill you harder. And I let you down as a manager today because I needed to make sure that you were stronger in round two. So we'll be back and we'll be better than ever next time.
Not at all, Roxy. You've been, no pun intended, but you rock. And everything has been, you've been a great manager. So, and I look forward to working with you more in the future. So, yeah. So we got this, definitely, for sure.
Mark, look, minus the hiccup. Pretty good first Twitch stream that we've ever done.
Christian, this is a resounding success because no one complained about the electronic wheel. It's back, baby. It's back, and it's better than ever. And if I could sum up the match, Christian, I think the proper way, I'm going to quote a Jedi. It was either Obi Kenobi or Qui-Gin who once said, you know, it takes five guys to deliver pizza in Utah. It only takes one guy to win the Star Wars tournament. And look, maybe it's not just one guy. Maybe it is one lady. Maybe it is one person and their manager. So I think the combination of Winston and Ace really showed us something special today, that relationship has solidified. And now it is testament to that they finally got a big W in our very first live Twitch performance.
Here's the schedule, everybody. So next week we have Laura Kelly versus Sean Sullivan. That is next week's match. Laura Kelly versus Sean Sullivan. Corruption versus The Den. The Den is going to try, because The Den will either be tied with Swag or 1 point behind them after we make our decision. And either way, they have a chance to take the lead back and for second place, that is, should Sean Sullivan beat Laura Kelly. So that is on 5/27. Then on 6/3, Joseph Scrimshaw battles Andrew DiMolanta, Quirky Mercs versus Finstock Exchange. Then on 6/10, Molly Damon faces Adam Witt, The Usual Suspects versus The Dungeon. And then we have on 6/17, Ken Knapsack faces Andre Ace Cabrera. Those are the next few matches. That is the tournament right there. So thank you very much to everybody. Thank you to everybody who I know there's a lot of new subscribers that we had on Twitch. Anybody who's supporting this channel in general, thank you. Check out all the after shows. And the way we're going to be doing this, for now, we're sticking to the 24-hour rule, but eventually that's going to change because we want to treat this more like a sport. Mark, overall, I'm pretty excited about what we saw so far.
Yeah, Christian, for myself and my manager, Molly the Wonder Dog, who was kind enough to make a brief appearance here today, just such a great way to not only come back in a way for us, but also to reinvigorate our announcing juices. And certainly the competitors and the fans didn't need any priming. They showed up in force. They were ready to rock. And I know I speak for Christian and the entire tech team here when I say thank you all so much for joining us here on a new platform. It was a rousing success. We look forward to a lot more. And it looks like I'm going to have to put on my mask and go out to Macy's to get more of these bad boys.
I really liked them a lot. And thank you to Soggy Mini Muffins, who went bananas with all the gifts here today. Thank you so much. Good to have you back. All right, guys, thanks for everything. Thank you to Mark Ellis. Thank you once again to our amazing production team, to Roxy and Josh. And once again, congratulations to Andres Cabrera and Winston of Swag. Big, big win for them here today. All right, guys, we will see you. Make sure you check out Backstage. Check out the Schmodown Rundown. They're going to definitely go over this match on their show. So make sure you go and check them out. That's on the YouTube channel. It's also on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, everybody. See you next time.